better throw some respect on my name. Gotta remind these folks on the daily, cause I ain't really been myself as of lately. My mind's evolving and my heart is changing, starting to see the world how it should be. It's positively sweet.
Welcome everyone back to another episode from Boys and Men. I'm your host, King Terrence. Back on the throne, back in my seat, and look who came in to talk to me today on this episode from Boys to Men. It's a face y'all are used to if y'all are a fan of this show.
Literally.
And you know, every king need that soldiers go out and conquer more land. But man, this man's a conqueror. He's been going from one side of Florida to the next.
Yes, sir.
Expanding his business from just locally to globally. Now, you know, I'm just honored to have him back on this show. He once was my co-host, none other than your boy, Elijah Alexander.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Like, it feels so great to be back, honestly. I'm fresh off the flight, too.
I already know.
Fresh off the flight. It's crazy.
You've been living the life.
Nah, literally. Like,
hey, you've been living the life of a king.
Nah, for real.
And that's why I'm like, hey.
But you know, I feel like it's important to get back, though.
Yeah.
Like, I recently, so before I was doing this, I'm going to go talk to the kids. Like, I'm really just about getting into entrepreneurship and really, like, just staying on the right path and shit.
So I seen the video with you at the lamplighters and stuff, doing something over there with them.
Yeah, so, like, I know, like, with the boys, the men, I think it's definitely essential to talk to the youth. Because, like, I feel like between, like, 13, 18...
That's
them either kids. You're going to go all the way left or you're going to go all the way right.
Yeah, so, it's very rare you got them people that's just walking
straight. Straight and narrow.
Straight and narrow. So you're right. It could go the more detrimental ages. And the funny thing about it, that's kind of the ages we've been touching on lately on this show with my last couple guests. And I feel like now is the most important time to attack and really guide these young men on the endless potential of opportunities that they have. Because, like you said, you did just think about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
That's something that's not even covering in high school. It's sometimes covering college, but not to the depth that it should be touched on. Because most people think about it just like this. You either go into the college or you go into the military.
Facts.
If it's not them two, they feel like they're not making a successful choice in their life. And that is false. I'm calling right now, it's bullshit. And for you, for example, man, you linked up, you got in touch with the right people, your group and your team is working tremendously on growing not just one brand, but all brands that are attached with y'all. And that mindset is how kingdoms are built. So whenever you back in town, I had to get you back on.
Of course.
Exactly. And then, you know, especially on the new digs, new check, people don't understand where we started at to where we at now. And we ain't even done growing. So then from the green room
to the studio,
line.
Yeah, like, to the line. This is amazing. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
This is dope.
Man. And like I said, it's always a safe place for men to come and just talk and be men and just let go.
Facts.
Man. So matter of fact, Eli, so I know you've been doing a lot of, hey, hold up, pause first before I even get into this conversation. One thing I give you your applause for. Y'all see this man. If y'all go back to any episode this man has always promoted his damn brand.
Not fact.
I always got them oils on deck.
Yeah, you gotta have your product everywhere. Like, if you have a product, like, you gotta be, like, die hard about that shit. Like, you gotta, like, freaking let people know, like, yeah, this is what we rocking.
This is what we doing.
Hey,
I got some of the sauce on right now. Last time he was here, I pulled up on him and said,
yeah, no,
I
got some oils.
That's how I think about it. Yeah, you gotta get touched up on a little bit of stuff, but yeah. Fellas, women are very keen on their sense of smell. So if y'all want to get smell right when you're in their presence, tap in with Elijah Alexander. Alexander brand?
The AlexanderBrand.com.
Yeah.
And if y'all go on the website, it's open discounts for everybody. So just go on the website, shop I show love to everybody.
Facts. Sure. And if you want to be a brand ambassador, you got the affiliate packages where y'all can start selling y'all own oil.
Facts, like, yeah. So, like, if anybody, like, you know, you're looking for a side hustle, looking for, like, you know, a legit way to make some money, like, hit me up on a wholesale. You pay, like, my lowest tier is, like, I think, like, $150. I send you a pack. All you got to do is sell them. Like, and, you know, it's basically like selling perfume cologne. Yeah. Everybody loves them. It's a fast way to make some money, you know, if you're in a bind. Yeah. And then just hit me up. And then also, you know, anybody who want to, you know, do partnerships or collabs, I'm into that too, as well, too.
Oh,
fat. Also, shout out Hoodie Gang, too. Shout out to the whole Hoodie Gang camp, Bryce, you know. We lit.
Oh, yeah, taking Miami by storm.
Nah,
from the 850 to the 305, and y'all living up all the way live. Living like kings.
Nah, facts.
So how does it feel to be, to think about it, knowing from where we was at, or I'm just going to say you, knowing where you was at 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
To be where you at now.
It feels great. I have more clarity now. Like, 2 or 3 years ago, I ain't gonna lie, like, I was doing a lot of shit, but I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah. You're just waiting to see which one to stick to the wall.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, but, I, like, cut a lot of shit out, cut a lot of people off.
Yeah.
And then kind of just switched up my crew. I done switched up my crews about, like, 10 times in the past, like, 5 years.
I see that.
But, like, my main crew, like, you know, Hoodie Gang.
Yeah.
Ever since me and the main crew, like, met, like, we've been locked in ever since.
And see, this is what I'm talking about. And when you step in with the right people, and everything started flowing, and money started making sense. Like I said, it don't make money, it don't make sense.
And the crazy part is, too, when I first met Bryce, I wasn't fucking with Bryce like that.
What?
I swear, bro. I was like, bro, who the fuck is this nigga, bro?
Get the fuck out of my face. Look.
But not like, now we're like the best of friends. Our whole crew is like, we lit.
Yeah, tight. Y'all plugged
in. We do everything, too, like, from music to promotion to freaking hosting celebrity parties. We got our own personal businesses too. And we just moved as a unit and meet a lot of people that way. Like everybody you can think of, people from like Neo, Party Next Door. We just was at the Party Next Door. They was hosting at the gala, the club.
Ooh, shit.
I met the owner of Rolling Loud, like literally like,
hey, now that's
4 days ago.
No, that's tough.
Yeah, so it's dope. Like, we meeting people, always networking, always just, you know, growing. But as far as going back to the question, as far as I feel like I have more clarity now. Like, I still don't really 100% know what the fuck I'm doing, but like,
you're moving.
I'm moving, but like now, like, I'm for sure what I want to do as far as entrepreneurship, and yeah. Really just being consistent, like staying out the way, being righteous.
Man,
yes.
Hey, the boy, Eli. I'm just saying, I'm proud of you because you know you always had vision of where you want to go. Now you got clarity in the direction to move it, and it shows like it's okay to switch up your people that are close around you because some of them may be people that are just there to drain you and pull what they can from you and not pour back into you. Like, it's very important to make sure you're not pouring into a broken glass.
Yeah.
Also, a glass that just is taken and not pouring back. Both of those are very detrimental things to watch out for. And most of us don't realize that until it's too late. And then until they depleted us with all our resources. Now we like, now we out here looking at a handout. We are that broke glass. And now you guys are trying to get back to where we're at. So the clarity you have now and the way y'all moving and you're moving, do you feel like you're growing in the right direction, or do you feel like you're still missing something?
I say both. I feel like now I am growing in the right direction.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I definitely probably was not going in the right direction. Yeah. Like, I had, like, a lot of, like, ties to the streets. whatnot. So like, yeah, like I'm that type of guy. Like I'm connected to everything.
Yo. Hey, y'all, I forgot to say, y'all know he do real estate too.
Yeah. So it's like, but like since then, like since I've gotten clarity, I kind of cut a lot of people off.
Yeah.
And I kind of just distance myself from like a lot of bullshit too.
Yeah.
But I would say both. Like, it's. I feel like I'm growing in the right direction.
You're vibrating higher level now.
Yeah, higher level. But like, I put it like this, like. I always make my own decisions, but like no matter what I'm doing, like whether you see me doing parties,
yep,
or having a different girl with me every day or every night or whatever.
That's a king, man.
Throughout all of that, like even like being in Miami, like you'll never see me drink or smoke.
And look, like I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never seen this man. Look, he's drinking on his stuff.
I do all this shit sober, 100% sober.
And ain't nothing wrong with that, because look, most people don't, and that's having standards and value in yourself and putting your values first. You can still have fun and doing and enjoy everything. You ain't got to do all this and the other stuff, because all it is just, you know, destroying the body and destroying the mind, and then, you know, end up gonna lead to probably maybe destroying the spirit. And
but yeah, I feel like life is definitely going the right direction. I feel like when you move righteous, like I'm one of those people, like, I truly, like, do have good intentions. Like,
yeah.
I've never, like, done anything intentionally to fuck nobody over. If I did, I'm sorry, but I ain't never, like, intentionally, like, did no
do it on purpose.
That's what somebody, I had a conversation with somebody earlier. They was like, yo, like, you really live a life. They told me, like, I really live a righteous life. So I was like, yeah, like. Yeah, I'm just a good person. Like, it could be anybody. Like, it could be, like, a random homeless day out in the street. Like, no matter how up I am on money or however much success I have, like, I'm willing to help.
Yeah.
Like even, like, with the lamplighters, like, I haven't talked to them in years.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, can you come speak to the kids?
And they like, that was kind of dope. And look, I saw it. I don't know how. Look, it just happened to be, I don't even be on Instagram, social media like that.
Yeah.
I happened to come across it that day. I was like, I saw you doing something. I was like, man, you know what? Let me get post this stuff. Look, yeah. I hardly see you post all the stuff and everything. So I was like, man, see, look, you can do everything you want to do and still make a way to pour into the next generation.
Fact.
And look, this man's on that kingdom walk, because, bro, I'm just astonished, because it's you are living a righteous life.
Yeah.
And how does it feel to be living a life, that life? Like, really think about it. You're your own boss.
Yeah.
You're the ruler of your own fate, your own reality. You determine where, when, and why you do something. But people don't know the steps they gotta have to take.
Right.
What was that step? What was the hardest step in order to get in to where you're at now?
I say being consistent. I still struggle with being consistent today.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, recently, like, I was telling Keyshawn earlier, like, so, for the past, like, year or so, I was working for, like, a marketing company.
Yeah.
Like, we were, like, helping, like, brands, like, grow their clothing brands for, like, five-figure months to six-figure months and whatnot. But I got laid off. So, like, fucking, being jobless and having no income is, like, when you're an entrepreneur, like, you're always on go.
Yeah.
It's not like a, okay, if I don't do no work, I got this amount coming. Like, on entrepreneurship, like, if you don't work, you don't eat. And for one, I'm in, like, the hardest, like, I would say business. Like, all of my business are sales-based.
This is true.
So.
Like, none is residual.
Yeah.
None is residual.
Well, life insurance is residual, but yeah. It takes a few years.
Yeah.
Which I'm working on that right now, but I'd say just being consistent, really. Cause like, you have to have that drive and that passion to get up out of bed and go to fucking work, even if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, especially like if you have kids or you got like other shit going on. Like, for me, even though I only take care of myself, well, I take care of my siblings too, but I literally have to get up and like just be like, I gotta go to work today.
Yeah.
I gotta go hustle. I gotta go do this. I gotta go do this or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's the biggest thing for me. It's always been consistency, because some days I just be like,
don't even want to do it.
Fuck this shit.
It's like when me in the gym sometimes. Yeah. Like, you be like, oh, yeah. It's right here. It's just an hour. The way I knock it out.
But see, that's actually helped me.
Yeah.
I would say, like, going to the... So, last year, I started going to the gym every day.
Okay.
That's changed, like, my life. Like, it's built my confidence up. And it's kind of helped me, like, with business, too.
Yeah.
Like, going to the gym every day is, like... Apparently, like, it's actually a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really realize that until, like, people started telling me.
You're winning the mental battle every day when you walk in there.
Yeah.
Because, look, if you can be consistent on that, why hell can't you be consistent on everything else?
Not facts.
Because you're going in there to basically destroy your body every day to make it stronger. And then by you doing that, you make yourself mentally strong. You know, everybody's like, oh, why spend all the time here? And then you get some clarity with your stuff, too, because now you ain't as quick to erupt, because now you don't let off the steam. You don't let off them emotions, the testosterone. Now you're like, oh, boom. So you got more clarity when you're thinking and you're making decisions, because now you're like, yeah, I could do this, but that would mess up this and the third.
Not facts.
It give you more kingdom mentality. And I see them guns coming in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, facts. Yeah, like, people... But see, like, when you're in the gym, like...
Yeah.
When you're living it, you don't see it.
I know.
But people tell me all the time, like, damn, you, like, you getting a little muscle on you.
Yeah,
you
know, toned up. You look like, yeah, a little pun. Yeah, a little pun. Now you getting a little... Hey, but... Now, you got the physical part coming in, too.
Yeah.
You see the difference and the... Did it make your drive that much more harder now? Like, you go harder for the things you want?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I really say, like, you really see the difference when fucking women start complimenting you and shit. Mm. Like, when you start getting them compliments, you're like, damn, okay, well.
Exactly, you're like, what the
fuck? Doing my thing, yeah.
You gotta get a little more. Shoot. All right, so. How does it feel? Because now, really, technically, you're an alpha male.
Yeah, you can say that.
Think about it. You're closer to the 1% than you are from the other percent.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what different strengths and limitations you have to put on yourself by with you, like, new people coming in around you? You know, when some people is just like, they see what you got going on, but they like, hey, I just want to get by you so I can get what you got. How much more, like, cautious you got to be around those people now?
Very cautious. Like, I'm just a cautious guy in general.
You got to be.
But, like, somebody that's, like, really, really close to me told me, like, I have a gift of, like, discernment.
Yeah.
So, like, I can kind of, like, sense when shit's finna go left, or, like, when people are kind of, like, have weird energy.
Yeah.
So, but I'm very cautious about everything. So, like, that's something, like, I've never not been cautious.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, so, I'd say, like, last week, maybe, or 2 weeks ago, I got invited to this birthday party, right? So, at this birthday party, I told this person I'm gonna come to their birthday party. And, because I had been, like, ducking their birthday party for, like, the past, like, 3 years.
Oh, damn.
So, I was like, I gave you my word I'm gonna be there. At the birthday party, it was cool. People were, couple people, you know, drunk or whatever. I kind of peeped the energy at the birthday party. That shit was finna go left.
Yeah.
So, I was like, you know,
get out.
I'm out of here. Not even, like, 30 minutes after I left the party, like, the party got, like, shot up, like, crazy.
This is Miami or Pensacola?
This is here. Somewhere. You probably know what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah, never.
I'm not gonna say
yeah.
My name or whatever. Yeah, so.
Damn.
But I have, like, a good gift of, like, discernment. So, like, I be kind of peeping when shit's finna go left.
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, stay out the way. But I feel like in any field that you're in, you gotta be cautious. Like, every day I wake up, I'm cautious. Every action, like, I'm very cautious about everything.
Yeah. And you know, that's crazy because you're one of a few other people that I know that caught that kind of thing. The same thing used to happen to me when I used to go out. Back when the edge was a thing.
Yeah.
I remember we were going to high school, you know, First thing you want to do is go to the club. Like, man, I'm 18, I can go in the club.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Go out there, drinking for a loco, smoke my black mouth, think I'm getting high, not knowing nothing. Don't know literally nothing. But then every time someone tell me leave and I end up leaving, like I said, 30 minutes later on, you're like, hey, bro, where you at? You good? I was like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Man, the girl got shot in the foot. I was like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, I was like, shoot. And that just be that connected to the higher power. Because think about it, when you clear it and you know what you put in your body, you know what you think in your mind, you got an easier way to connect with you and talk to you and everything. And then you tap to the God inside you too. So it's like, you got stuff to do. You got a goal, you got a destiny, he chose you to do something, now you got to do it. What is the scariest part now about being at the level where you're at in life?
I would say finding true genuine friends. Mm. I would say finding true genuine friends, and then also I would say at the time when I was single, I was finding women that are you can actually trust.
Oh yeah.
Or whatever. Cause a lot of people they be trying to hang out. Especially a lot of women too, because you really can't trust a lot of women out here.
They be trying to set you up. And
yeah, they were trying to all kinds of shit. And I peep game, because I have ties to everywhere.
Yeah.
So I already know how shit is and shit. So that's probably the biggest thing. That's really it. Really just trust issues, yeah. Trusting people.
Yeah, especially when the people you're supposed to be the closest to you. Because it's like,
Most of the people that did foul shit to me, were people I trusted or I went out my way for it. Whether it was freaking, even my whole, before me and you start doing the Boys to Men shit, when I had my own podcast, my very first podcast, I had 10 people quit on me.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I've had most of the people who did fucked up shit to me were people were really close to me and shit.
That's crazy. The crazy thing about it, because the more you hear people's stories, the more you realize it's the people that are closer to them that is the people that come and stab them.
Not facts.
100%. Think about it. Even think about it back to the earliest of times. Yahshua, the reason why he got killed. Yeah. One of the closest friends. Think about Julius Caesar. Brutus. Et tu, Brute.
Even I'm not going to say no names, but even
Mufasa.
Even your mentors, bro. Bro, I had my mentors stealing money from me.
Oh, trust me. It's like this. They want to see you do good, but when they see you excelling past them, I think it comes to a point with ego.
Yeah, I was just going through that, bro. Whether it's in real estate or whatever, bro. I had my mentors stealing money from me, fucking people who handling the financial shit.
That's why
you're doing funny business. I've had all that shit. And it's crazy because it'd be you really did nothing but look out for these people.
Yeah.
And damn, bro.
You kept they still going, and then they
yeah.
And it's crazy because most people that you just think about it, it's not the people above them.
Yeah.
The thing is the people that they coming up with. But people don't understand, just because you elevating right now doesn't mean you forgetting about them. It's I'm elevating right now. It's just my timing.
Facts.
Your timing coming, but you got to be patient. And think about it, how you acting right now when I'm rising. Somebody is going to act like that when you rising. They're going to probably think the exact same thing.
Fact. And then my thing is, too, is I be I'm the type of person, I want to put other people on.
Exactly.
So that's why I'd be confused as to why people be doing me dirty, because I'd be
I'm trying to help you out.
I'm trying to help you out. Bro, if you ask me, yo, Eli, I need help with this, that. A lot of times, when people come to me, I don't even be charging people. I just be when people want to get into a real estate game,
yeah,
I be giving that shit away for free and shit. I really could be charging people.
Yeah.
A lot of people out there
doing classes and doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And
so it'd be wild. I'd be like, bro, Why you want to do me dirty, like, bro? Like,
this one, y'all like, $1,500 a piece. Y'all ain't even saying nothing about him.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might have to put a price on it so they can respect it. Because think about it, I'd rather have respect over love.
Respect over love, okay.
Because once someone respect me, unless I do something to just lose their respect, they're more likely to not the backside. The people that are going to more likely do something to harm you in any type of way is the people that sometimes actually say they love you.
Not facts.
And then, with that being said, that's why I say it. Like, when you say about friends and women, it's so hard. Once you start the incline, the rise, it's kind of hard to, you know, you got to discern the cipher. You have to feel the discernment because he's like, yeah, you was here now during the times where everything is sunshine and rainbows. Now, when I'm in a dark place, where are you at?
That's...
Isn't like...
Yeah, most people 100%, like, when shit's going left, most people will leave you.
Yeah.
That's, like, fact. Like, even, like, people who go to prison, like, any young man who's watching this, when you go to prison, everybody leaves you.
Yeah.
Even your own family.
Your girl, she's with your best friend.
Yeah,
like... Your so-called best friend. You coming home to three new kids, and... When you get out, they be like, man, yeah, I held it down for you. They don't care.
And that's one thing, like, that's why I'm kind of glad I don't have, like, too many new friends or anything like that. Or, like, mm-hmm. I have, like, a whole bunch of new people around me or anything like that. Because it's like, I already kind of understand, like, people are going to be really, really supportive of you when you're doing good. But when you're doing left, nobody's going to come help you. Nobody's going to be there for you. Nobody's going to give you... $5, like,
what?
Should be crazy. So, like, that's why I always kind of move, like, I always got to be looking out for my best interests, no matter where I'm up or down.
And look, what you just said right there, that's it. Because, look, you got to take care of yourself first before you can take care of anybody else.
Not facts.
Like you said, you're the most important piece on the chessboard.
That's one thing I had to learn, though.
Yeah.
Like, I had to stop, like, trying to take care of other people when I want to take care of myself.
And that comes with maturity. Because yeah. Once when we're younger, we care so much about what other people and what they think. We want to be people pleasers, want to make sure they're straight. But you got to think about who's checking on you when you need someone.
Right.
And yeah, it's hard out here for men, people in general.
Yeah, I say men.
But men, especially
100%
men.
Hard for men. Like, bro, like, especially, like, when it comes to, like, when you're in your building phase.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of, like, I feel like a lot of women, a lot of young women, and some older ones, too, kind of don't really get when you're in that building phase.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, that person might not have, like, a lot of time on their hands for you, or they might not even have, like, the money.
To take you places.
Yeah, take you places and shit like that. I feel like a lot of people is kind of missing that.
Yeah, because the only thing about provision, I had a conversation yesterday. I did a show with a young lady to audition with from show coming soon, From Girls to Women. Just to let y'all know, get your heads up on lookout. We'll talk about that because people think providing is just financially.
Yeah, fine.
If you're like, oh, you ain't got money for this, you broke. I'm like, providing for you that way is on a low level. People understand we can provide emotional support, time-wise. It's a lot more things than just money. And that's the problem with most things in the world. We focus all on the money.
Yeah.
And not understanding the spirituality between one another and the community. Because, I mean, think about it. We can all go out here and start growing our own fruits and vegetables. Put some solar panels up, get our own generators to it. We can actually be living off grid and not need the government for nothing or no type of source of reason anyway. But they separate us by chasing for the dollar versus coming together and growing together. But with that, the only way that works is we take away ego.
Right.
So, and
I would say that's an important thing too. I know I said consistency, but definitely, like, kind of, like, making your ego relax. I feel like if a lot of people, like, made their ego relax, their life would be a lot easier. like in anything, whether it's business, whether it's relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've kind of gotten to the places and I've kind of had success at my young age because I don't have a prideful ego. To where, everybody has an ego, but it's like, I understand, like, okay, I can meet somebody on the street and they might know 100% more than me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to listen to that person. Like, I'm willing to learn from anybody. Yeah. Like, but when you have, like, a big ego, a perfect example, like, Diddy. So, like, a lot of the stuff, like, if you're in Miami, a lot of the stuff that, you know, Diddy's being accused of, a lot of that stuff, if you know, you know, like, you know, but you only get to that point if you have an ego to where
you feel like your ego's,
you're untouchable and, like, can't nobody tell you shit. Like, can't nobody tell you, bro, like, just chill.
Yeah. That's what the, hey, like you said back in the day, that was the OGs of folk.
Yeah, that was
the OGs of folk.
Yeah. But see, like, nowadays, like, a lot of people, like, when you get to, like, when you start hanging around, like, billionaires and shit, like, or when people start reaching a certain level of money, like, you can't really
tell them nothing.
Because, and also, like, a lot of those people, they surround themselves with yes men.
Yeah. And that's one thing about me. I realize I'm the friend that going to tell you straight up, I don't care. I was like, hey, I ain't no yes man. If y'all can't accept that, guess what? Sorry. I ain't about it. If I feel like something foul, I'm going to let you know this shit foul. I can't. Because I feel like if I'm knowing something wouldn't sit right with me, how would I allow it to sit right, let you go and do it if I know it just ain't sitting right? It's like, there have been some times I had to make some hard decisions, hard calls lately.
Yeah.
And it may have rubbed certain friendships the wrong way, but I love both my friends the same way, and I'm just keep loving y'all the same way, but I just may be in a misunderstanding, but I'm just, see something, I gotta say something. If it's on my keep me up at night, yeah, I gotta say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know that. But I've been having to check my ego as well, too, because back in the day, you remember I was a one-man crew.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I had to, sometimes people don't say, in order to rise, you gotta degress in order for you to progress
yeah.
to higher callings, higher levels, higher blessings. You know, they come with bigger devils, but, you know, when we fight against them devils, be prepared, because, you know, they're coming. Like, there's a season for planting, there's a season for harvesting.
Facts.
You got to realize, be having discernment, and also know what season you're in. It's a big thing, too, because...
And don't lie to yourself, either.
Exactly.
Look, a lot of people be lying to themselves.
They want to fake it till they make it.
Yeah. Which, I don't, I'm one of those people, I don't think there's nothing wrong with faking it till you make it.
Yeah.
But don't lie to yourself, though.
Yeah.
Like.
Be real to you. Be real to you.
Be real to you.
But like, hey, don't let nobody else see the mask you got on, because.
Thanks.
If they see the crack, they're like, oh, boom. But look, you have to have so much self-confidence in yourself.
Yeah, because even like business, like, a lot of people will see, like, you know, people owning these nightclubs, people owning this business, that business. But a lot of people don't really talk about how, like, most of, like, the businesses in hospitality or businesses, like, a lot of certain businesses just in general are not really profitable.
Yeah.
Like, the first, like, one of the, like, clubs that we kind of work with in Miami, Liberton, that's like, but yeah, like, bro, this shit not even really profitable yet.
Yeah. You don't get profitable for like couple years down the road. And when you think about it, most of these businesses that do that, like, a lot of these businesses are not profitable right away, are just for exposure and like no offense, for clout or deal.
Yeah, facts.
But that's why I say you gotta be making wise decisions no matter which avenue you decide to go in. Be like, hey, be honest with yourself. Is this for me? Am I willing to go through these hard times to get what I really want, that little piece of sunshine at the end? Because, look, you're going to have to go through probably like 5, 6, 7 years of hardship to finally see one good year of relaxation.
Facts. Like, to be completely transparent, so, like, I've been doing real estate for 5 years. I didn't really start seeing success, like, to, like, the last, like, 2 years
Dang.
In real estate. And like, even now, like, fucking, even when I started seeing success, like, bro, I had people stealing from me, bro. Like, shit's crazy. Like,
damn.
Buy the shit ever. But like, it's a learning experience, though.
Yeah. Everything you go through builds you for the next thing you're coming to you. So now you got more wisdom, you got more knowledge, and now you know also what to look out for. Because once you get a control of your financial, think about it, financial freedom, then you get time freedom.
Yeah.
Then you get spiritual freedom. You can free your mind from these prisons that they got you in, thinking, oh, if I don't got this, boom, boom, boom. And once you feel like you're really free, think about it. Nobody can stop you but you.
But you, yeah, facts.
Yeah.
I agree, 100%.
But remember this. We always, no matter how good everybody is, they're one decision away from being that broke guy that's on the side of the street. So you always got to be cautious, but also be prepared and also be aware of every decision you're making, because you're really one decision away from going broke. You're from losing everything.
Yeah, I've seen the best do it. Honestly, like, fucking, I've seen people make, like, almost $100,000 a month, and, like, right now they're down bad and fucked up.
God damn.
So it's like, you just gotta be, you gotta check your ego.
Yeah.
And really, like, just be cautious about every decision that you make.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people are not, like, especially when they start making a lot of money. Like,
oh, yeah, that's when you can't tell them nothing.
Yeah, you can't tell them nothing.
Oh, man, bro, I ain't broke no more.
And that be the thing, like, you can't tell those people nothing. And then when they down bad, it's like, they wouldn't even say it.
Yeah, they're going to just struggle.
Yeah.
But look, that's why I say it's so important to come into every conversation with your glass empty.
Fact.
That way they can pour in the things that you may not know you need to know right, maybe for a future time, but you still need to know them right now.
Yeah.
And you got something you can pull on to for later times. So, guys, real please, check your egos, be cautious, and grind. Be consistent.
Facts, be consistent for sure.
But Eli, before we go, You know you come back in time. We want, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, I'm here for a minute, so, like, you know, if you want
to... Oh, team, hey. Hey, you want to team up and do some stuff. You already know, hey. Team back together.
Yeah, I'm here. Like, anytime y'all need me, like, I'm here. Like, if you, like, and that's anybody, like, unless I just personally don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
You can hit me up, like, Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Like, yeah. If you want me there, I'm there.
Hey, I'm still working on real estate deals this year. My plan is to get something this year. So, no, Eli, we got a lot of business to take care of, a lot of business to do.
I'll hop on a flight tomorrow. Like,
oh, yeah. And Eli is literally like that. And, bro, I appreciate him for even coming in and coming on and coming back to from Boys to Men just to share on his success and his different trials that he's been through and going through and he still got to go through. Like, I'm proud of him. Like, yo, Eli, like I said, you were same way you said they can call you, you already know. Anytime you need to hit me up, I'm only one call away.
Yes, sir.
I'll be there to find somebody to say the day. Just in case they ain't got to know me. But look, I'm always there if you need anything.
For sure. Appreciate it.
And, you know, the door is always open here at From Boys to Men. You helped us through the first 100, and guess what? We're on the road to our next 100.
Not facts. Yeah. So like, I mean, next episode, I'm there.
Bet. Hey.
You want me here? I'm here.
Hey, bet. That's what I like to hear, man. But you already know. What's your golden nugget to lead these people with?
The golden nugget. I would say, at the end of the day, man or woman, just be yourself. Like I know a lot of people like to get caught up in like what celebrities are doing, how people on the internet are living. But if you just be yourself, I promise you, like, you'll see so much success, you'll get so much more pussy, you'll get all the things that you can think of that people get when they win in life. Like, just be yourself. Like, fuck what anybody else talking about, just be your fucking self.
And that's real. Yeah. And that is real, coming from the mouth. of Eli. And look, every guy that ever been there, they can contest. He ain't lying.
Yeah.
He ain't lying.
I found so much success and got so much more pussy just being myself. It's facts.
You be you, and guess what? Everything, your wildest dreams will come true.
Yeah.
And that's facts. But man, thank you again for coming on this episode, Eli.
Of course, of course.
Also, shout out to Keyshawn on the board, switchboard. Yeah, as I told you, I ain't doing it by myself no more. He helping me out. He my favorite little brother. You know, yeah, y'all didn't know. Yeah, but still, anyway. But look, like I always say before we leave and get out of here, you know, dream big dreams, because small dreams have what? Little magic. How big we dream, you know you couldn't fail. Remember this, if you don't remember anything else, you do your best and let God take care of the rest.
Facts.
So like I said, peace, love, happiness, King Terrence out.
Better throw some respect on my name. Gotta remind these folks on the daily, cause I ain't really been myself as of lately. My mind's evolving and my heart is changing. Starting to see the world how it should be. It's positively sweet like a half full glass of tea. And I don't know, every day my grandmama pray for me. Hey. And I know exactly what she probably say about me. Give that girl some love, joy.